Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Joan Scales, travel writer and broadcaster, welcome.
Hi, Brendan. Thanks very much for having me on the show today.
So, Joan, we're going to talk about some less obvious travel destinations in England. We tend to overlook England for holidays, even though it's just on our doorstep. It's a fantastic place with so many different options there and everything, but we don't go there, do we?
We don't go there. Well, there's one main reason I think we don't go there is Visit Britain pulled out of Ireland in 2007. They used to have, if you might remember, College Green. They had a fantastic office there and you could go in and you find out all sorts of stuff about places to go other than, because we go to London anyway, we go to Manchester, we go to sports cities. But it was great. People like me used to travel a lot to the UK. We'd go to England, we'd see lots of different places. And so there hasn't been money spent on marketing England in Ireland for years.
Okay.
And so in the last few years, I decided myself, I'm going to go around and start seeing it again. And that's what I've been doing. I've been going to see different cities and different places. And I must say, it really is terrific. And it's so close and so easy to do.
Okay, so you have some recommendations based on your recent travels in England. So,
yeah, I do.
So Brighton first, you're saying for families and for young romantics.
Definitely. Brighton is a gorgeous city. Brilliant thing about Brighton is it's only about half an hour from Gatwick Airport. It's so easy to get to.
Fly to Gatwick, hop on the train.
And we have, of course, flights from all around the country. But what's lovely about Brighton is this Regency city. It has that vibe because, of course, it was developed by Prince George the Fourth. He was known as Tum Tum. So you have this amazing Brighton Palace that was his, or the pavilion actually is called, and gardens. But you also have the old area of Brighton, it's the lanes, all little narrow lanes, and there's fabulous jewellery shops and antique shops. So if you're looking for some nice engagement ring or a piece of jewellery, yeah, I'd highly recommend
it. I suppose in a way we think of Brighton as old-fashioned British seaside, but it's kind of been hipsterised in the last 10 years, hasn't it?
Great
eating and bars and all that.
Yes,
too.
It is. It's very hipster. There's great nightlife, great club scene in Brighton, but it still has that beautiful Victorian pier as well, with the hurdy-gurdy, with the helter-skelters, with the slot machines, which is a bit of fun as well to
do. And totally walkable then.
Totally walkable, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So Bristol then, you're saying, for young people or for a romantic break?
Yeah, well, Bristol, funny enough, now in the last few years, Bristol went through a very tough time in the 1980s. But in the last few years, it's really in the limelight. It's been voted the happiest city to live in the UK and also the best city for under 25s because it's a really young vibe in Bristol. It's the city where Banksy started, you know, the mm-hmm. famous street artist. He came from Bristol. And the whole city has embraced street art.
And the whole trip-hop scene as well kind of reinvented
the whole
Bristol.
Tricky scene.
And Massive Attack and Portishead and all
of
that.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're all from Bristol. And so things like the street art, it's brilliant. But down around, Bristol actually has a harbour in the city on the Avon. It's a deep water harbour. And all that harbour area has been developed for entertainment, for restaurants, for nightclubs. Really, really great area
so
to
we're flying hours to get to these kind of European cities. But it sounds like places like Bristol have those vibes to them. Yeah.
Less than an hour and great services, you know, to it.
Then so can you fly to Bristol?
You can, yes, yeah. You can fly to Bristol. It's not even an hour.
Okay.
That close, you know.
Bath is next.
Bath is next.
History buffs.
And Bath,
I feel too young to go to Bath yet. I feel it's something for older ladies.
Well, actually,
in Charabancs.
You're right. Because Bath is very old. In actual fact, Bath was the tourist destination for the Romans. They went there to take the waters. It wasn't a garrison town. It was all about their holiday town.
Okay.
So the baths are still there. Imagine this. 2,000 years, the baths are still there. You can go and see them. Now, you can't bathe in them anymore. They won't let you. But you can go to the Thermae Spa in Bath, which uses the same Bath spring waters, which is very healthy for you, mineral-based waters. And that's a lovely way to...
So people who have the obsession with the Romans that people are meant to have these days, you'll get a lot of that Roman vibes in Bath.
You do, yeah. Definitely. But also, the streets are beautiful. There's beautiful Palladium-style buildings, particularly Royal Crown. present. It's built in the Palladian style. So it's all these lovely cream buildings. And there's a really nice hotel in the middle of Royal Crescent. And I'd say to people, if you go to Bath, go into the Royal Crescent Hotel, just have a cup of tea or have a drink and just drink it in,
so
because it's beautiful right in front of the common. Really lovely.
Birmingham then, which is, it might seem like an unlikely one to some people. You're saying for shopping and foodies.
Do you know what? I can't believe the difference in Birmingham. I mean, I've gone to Birmingham many times over the years. And to be honest, it wasn't a very nice city.
Right.
It really wasn't. And so when I went there last year, I was amazed at the transformation in Birmingham. The centre of Birmingham is just fantastic now. Really is. And it has incredible shopping. I mean, you don't have to go to London anymore for your high-end shopping. That Bullring and the Grand Central in the middle of the city.
Bullring's big shopping centre.
It's a huge big shopping centre, yeah. It's been there for donkey's years. And then there's the Bullring Market behind it. So you have street market as well, where you can get your unusual things, clothes and produce and stuff. But within the Bullring Grand Central, you have all those high-end shops that you'd like to go to. You know, the, there's massive Selfridges. And then, of course, in Birmingham, I also went down to Ladypool Road, which is the Asian area of Birmingham. And it was great to kind of, you're walking back into India or, you know, Pakistan. It's beautiful shops selling amazing wedding outfits and jewellery, you know, highly ornate jewellery. And then, of course, you have your curry houses.
Great eating. Yeah.
Great eating there.
So Birmingham is the new chic destination.
And definitely.
Finally then, Cornwall, which we kind of feel we know a bit. We have impressions of it. Like
we do, because
Cornwall,
of course, the Cornish people are Celtic. They have Celtic heritage. And the scenery looks like West Cork. So if you were in Cornwall, you'd feel really at home there, Brendan. It's a beautiful place. Absolutely love Cornwall. I've been there a good few times, to be honest. And I've seen a lot of Cornwall. And the things that I like about Cornwall, there's a great vibe for surfers. So anybody who likes surfing will absolutely love New Quay and Fistra Bay. And there's an amazing hotel that I've stayed in a few times called the Headland Hotel. It's right up overlooking New Quay and Fistral. And it's one of those, you know, those Victorian great big red brick hotels. Really nice. But the other thing about Cornwall, and I think it kind of suits any ages, is the Eden Project, which is an enormous celebration of the natural world. So there are these enormous domes that were built in a clay pit. They're a plasticky cover on them, but they're huge. And there's like more than a million plants in these domes. And so they're kind of, it's preserving.
And you can fly into Cornwall, into New Quay.
You can fly into New Quay as well.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's lots of really great gardens to see in Cornwall because it has that kind of semi-tropical climate. So I would say...
Okay, so you might get good weather there as well.
You get good weather as
well. Okay, yeah. And look, and those little towns and everything look lovely.
Beautiful towns
all a bit hipsterized as well now. Yeah, Joan Scales, travel writer and broadcaster. You've given me a yen now for a trip. Thank you very much.
Great, thanks, Brendan.